Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.
Ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, money grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live
out
the hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot.
VIP, me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. And oh yeah, we got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. Let's get down to biz. Let's see who's up in here. Shout out to Emil. Shout out to our homie Josh, Toyota One. What up, what up? Let's get ready to smoke it up. All right. Shout out to everyone on Weed, watching on Weed and Whiskey TV, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Rumble. If you guys aren't following on Rumble, make sure you go follow over there. I'm throwing the link in the chat right now to today's show. Go show some love. All right. And let's get ready to smoke.
Like the fire needs the air.
Yeah.
I won't burn and
all right, let's smoke.
Feel this. Never forgot to think what it's getting to stick. They love me.
Smoke it up. What do you got smoking on out there?
Belly, belly, belly. I take spin over rainbow shit. I'm a fan who got this silver duct tape on my tray handle. The woman in my life bring confused me shit. So like need no woman. That bitch, look at me.
Niggas around me so cold. First ball of the day. Man, the thing that's crazy about the sports news talk, fuck man, how's WNBA the most popular sporting league out there? That's what's kind of wild. Everyone's talking shit about the WNBA, and this is the most talked about fucking, even talked about more than the NBA Finals. Crazy. Mavs got that ass whooped last night. I don't even remember what the final score was, but for most of the game, they were winning between the Celtics, winning between 15 and 20 points. At halftime, they were up by 21.
Smokers don't like seasoning and shit. Send me them seeds, I grow what they need. Come in, cheap pet plants.
And don't forget, Pete, you can feed the jukebox. Get a song going that you want.
Anything on my hustle, I know how to grind.
Let me know how the volume is. I have it turned down, but I don't know if you can hear like the music louder than you can hear me. So just let me know, though.
Ooh.
All right. So yeah, Caitlin Clark, the most popular athlete on the world right now. It's funny how all this has been working out with the WNBA, and man, there's a bunch of Caitlin truthers. I mean, she's like pretty much like changed the face of the WNBA. And man, and then you have a bunch of like Caitlin haters. And I guess that's just the way it's going to be when you're that popular. It's funny because in the beginning, when I was being all critical of her not having the best games like down the stretch in the Elite Eight, the Final Four and shit like that, everybody thought that I was a hater. I was just calling a spade a spade. But now you got some real haters hating on Caitlin Clark. What up, T-No? What's going down, brother? You're ready to smoke some more weed.
Smoke weed every day.
Let's get it. Yeah, Tina said, Cameron Brink. Enough said. Fuck, what team is she on? What team is she on? All right, I got to Google it. Okay, she's the one who's on LA. I mean, Caitlin's the truth. I saw her stat line for the season so far. She is, she's averaging like 17 points a game. I think like 5 assists a game and then a couple steals per game. What up, Emil? Said, would you trade AJ Brown and Kelsey for Tyreek Hill and Kittle? Fuck no. No. No way. No way. Because the difference between Kelsey and Kittle is like this. And like, no disrespect to Kittle. Kittle's like literally the best overall tight end in the league. But in fantasy football, like Kelsey is just like leaps and bounds, just like way better than Kittle. You know, and especially being with Mahomes and AJ Brown and Tyreek. I mean, there's a level of difference, but I still feel like both of those guys are top tier. Ah, what up, Chris? Yeah, he said the white curry. Oh, man. And the ways that she could be considered to Steph Curry is, I mean, she could shoot from anywhere, you know. So, I mean, that's a Steph Curry trait. She doesn't really play defense. That's like a Steph Curry trait. But yeah, she's been, it's crazy to say that she's been the most, like, she's made the league that she went into more popular than any other player in history when they went on. Like, we're talking about nobody watching the WNBA and nobody talking about the WNBA last year and then previous years. To literally it being the most talked about sport right now, while the NBA Finals is going on, while the NBA playoffs is going on, WNBA is more popular right now amongst the talk shows and shit like that. I'm sure they're talking about NBA news, but when I'm searching on social media and I see these little clips that are coming from all these different talk shows, and like so many of them are from the WNBA, it is wild. It is wild. I don't think any of us saw it becoming this popular this quick. Tina said Brink is the Vegas favorite by far. She's been a baller. For what? For Rookie of the Year? For Rookie of the Year? Okay, yeah, so my bad. Vegas got Clark. Yeah, for sure. I mean, Clark's got to be the spot on. I mean, you probably can't even make any money like she's so much of the favorite. That if you get it right, because I mean, that a lot of people don't even know who the fuck anybody is besides her. Okay, Tino said Brink is second. All right. Okay, she's got Mad D. And Emil said, true, never trade Kelsey. I mean, it's not if you want to win championships. I know last year, a little bit of an off year. But even in an off year, he was still up there for most of these games. She got Mad D, and I mean that in a positive way. What Toyota one say? You see Matt Barnes comment on Clark in the NBA saying her team needed to back her up when she got knocked around. I agree with them. Yeah, I mean, this just comes down to not even in the 80s and 90s, you know, like, of course it, like, who the hell I don't know why I cannot think of the fucking crazy ass center that played with Michael Jordan. God damn it. It's on the tip of my tongue. The one who they said, the one who they were like, all right, you might be able to win on the court, but we're going to win in the parking lot. Damn it. What the fuck was his name? Hold on. I know somebody knows. Who was the center? Charles Oakley. There we go. Charles Oakley. I had to fucking Google it. Couldn't fucking remember. But yeah, I mean, just back then, you had a guy like that. You had a guy. I mean, even on the Bad Boy Pistons, it was Bill Laimbeer who, like, if you took a shot at Isaiah Thomas or something, he was coming up and fucking you up the next play. And, like, I mean, this just, like, any kind of sports that has any kind of physicality out there, I mean, yeah, that's the way that it's got to be. I mean, it's not football, it's not hockey, you know, or anything like that. But I mean, even in basketball, I mean, Draymond, I mean, he was an enforcer, right? I mean, I know you couldn't enforce like Charles Oakley and Bill Laimbeer, you know, enforced back in the day, but still, remember fucking Sid the Kid for hockey. Like, man, everyone wanted to fight his ass, like, all the time because he was so good. They had to get multiple enforcers just to be on the ice that if anybody went at him, they were going to get into a fight and they were going to fuck the dude up, whoever it was. And Tio said, he said, it's dropping right now. Facts, Hus. It was, oh, man, it was minus 1,500. Now it's minus 650. Okay. And I wonder if it's because people are just learning other people's names in the WNBA, so now it's a little bit easier to, like, get people to, I don't know. I mean, they're all long shots either way, like, no matter what. I mean, if Caitlin Clark is, or wait, are you saying it's the other girl who's at 650 or Caitlin Clark who's at minus 650? Dino says the media trying to turn welcome to the NBA into racism. No one was saying anything. Luka getting killed in the paint. Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, and Kasun, I don't really remember how much he was getting killed in the paint. I mean, he fucking shoots a shitload, you know. But, I mean, I'll tell you, you want to know why the media turns it racist? Because it's easy. And, like, if you go look at any post about Angel Reese that has to do with anything related to Caitlin Clark, you will know that racism is alive and well in America or wherever the fuck people are commenting from. That's all you got to do. If you're the type of person who believes racism doesn't exist in America, go look on Facebook, find an Angel Reese post that has something to do with Caitlin Clark, and then read all the comments. And Infinite said, yo, yo, when are you going to give us some sleepers that you got your eyes on? So, I mean, we talked about some IDP guys before. I mean, we talked about rookies. I can get back into it. But, yeah, the thing that's tough is, like, right now, this is, like, a very, very, like, dead time for fantasy football. You know, I mean, we got the mandatory mini camps and stuff like that happening. We got the what's it called? We got the rookies all showed up. But it's like July is kind of when it really all starts kicking off because, like, we're going to get injuries that happen in July. We always do. We're going to get injuries that happen in early August, like right before everything really kicks off. And, like, it's going to put people on the map who weren't on the map before because now it's going to be people behind starters who have, like, the shot to actually come up and do something. But, yeah, we'll be getting the sleepers here soon. Yeah, Tino said she's getting killed and her team sucks. I mean, they're literally the worst team in the league last year, right? I think they only had like 6 or 7 wins like last year. What up, stranger? Shout out to the Houday Nation. What are you smoking on, bro? Tino said Sparks got a good team. And Tino said the clicks is why. For sure. For sure. I mean, we already know any kind of storyline that you can spin. I mean, they're going to try to spin it. That's for sure. Yuck in the house. What up, Yuck? Said back shots. Tim said, this is Lion season coming to an end. He said, we're going to hear stories that are fake, like Harrison can't catch and JJ hates JJ's throw. Oh, for sure. Because, like, motherfuckers really got to start lying and make up whatever they can. And I guess it's not lying 100%, but a very, very big twisting of the truth that we see with headlines for sure right now. And this is when we got to try to diagnose through all the bullshit as well. I'm as fluent in coach speak as you can be. It's almost impossible. I feel like you have to be a sociopath to, like, understand coach speak, like, all the way. Ha, TGIF, gang, gang, let's go. Hell yeah. Hell Let me see. I wonder if we have a classic TGIF. Let's see. Nope.
Come on, give me.
Nope. Let's see. Stranger said, puffing some power mints while I wait on the video game training session an hour-ish. Nice. What's the video game training session? I like it. Sounds super official. Let me see if I can I'm trying to find. I did see you talked about TGI Friday. TGIF. I'm going to see if you guys saw this. Hold on. Son of a bitch. Always makes me log in on fucking TikTok. Why can't I just search fucking willy-nilly? All right, let me see. This was pretty fucking cool. All right, hold up. All right, here we go. This will take us back. I wonder if any of these kids have even seen Family Matters. And they brought the old school one. What up, Zach? All the millennial parents, I'm sure we're going crazy. Hell yeah. Yuck said instantly think of the Family Matters theme song. For sure. For sure. In Neverwinter, TGIF means Tank goes in first. Oh, man. Yuck said that song fills my soul with happiness. Oh, man. It's such a classic. Such a classic. Oh, shit. I instantly think of Step by Step and Angela Watson. Ooh, so hot. Man, you know what's fucked up? Do you hear the story about how her parents did her dirty and like pretty much stole all of her money? Super fucked up. Yeah, Step by Step was definitely one of the best. Wait, hold on. Let's get it. Let's see. It's so funny because, like, they're in, what is it, Port Washington, Wisconsin, or whatever? But this is totally Six Flags. Ooh, Emil said, thoughts on Josh Jacobs. I'm nervous about him. I think his value is just right because, I mean, look at Aaron Jones last year. Like, I mean, they didn't. We think that they're going to be a run first team, but they're just really never not. They're really never a first run team. So I think he's valued like where he should be because I think He's getting drafted, like, I mean, I'd say anywhere from, like, RB 12 to RB 18, and I've seen different, like, levels. So I like getting him where you can get him as long as he's, like, an RB 2. Fantasy advice to this team is epic. So classic. Yuck said 90s is fucking awesome. Free cell phone, free social media. We were just living it up. Yeah, you had to watch. Like, if you didn't watch on Friday night, you don't know if you were ever going to see that again. Reruns forever for, like, the brand new shows to start, like, coming off. And it got into syndication. We'll make it better. All right, Yuck, we got another one for you. All right, because this one probably was one of the best, if not the best. And this was so good that it made Noble a fan.
Before you play, what do you say?
You've
got to give it up
for
the brother. He's
got it going on. Cooper. Gonna tear the house down. I'm a hero. This show still holds up today. Cooper, Cooper. Man, and Omar Gooding. Aw, man. So I don't know if you guys know, but they have so many different versions of, well, it's just that part right at the end. Beep, 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 beep. Hold on. Where is it? This part right here. Like, right after that part, give it up, give it up. And, like, the fantasy footballers, like, they use that shoot-a-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo hanging with Mr. Koopa. And there's so many different versions of that. And I guess this was the one where they didn't even put anything on there. What? Tino said, I never watched Mr. Cooper much. Bro, and it's about the bay. he's in the town, man. What did he play for? He played for the Golden State Warriors, right? That was his backstory. Played for the Golden State Warriors. I think he ended up just getting cut or something, getting cut. And then he goes back to the school where he used to play basketball or whatever in the town, Oakland, for those who don't know what the town is. And then, what was he? Was he an English teacher? I don't even remember what he taught. He eventually, I'm pretty sure, went back and started teaching basketball and stuff, being the PE coach. And that's a classic show, man. Mark Curry. Hell yeah. And how many shows and how many shows ever represented, like, I mean, I know Home Improvement, they, you know, they represented Detroit, but, like, the Detroit that we saw in Home Improvement didn't really seem like it was the Detroit that was in real life. And, I mean, even with Mark Curry, I mean, they did get their house robbed and shit, like, you know, different things like that. But they were there was definitely a PG version of Oakland, that's for sure. But, it's repping the town. Tina said ABC sucked until Disney bought it. I mean, shit, I don't even remember. I mean, I know that was so long ago at this point. We were probably, like, less than 10 when they actually bought it. And then they started putting all the Disney Channel original movies, like, on there. And then the TGIF and shit. And I guess the Disney Channel original movies came a little bit after TGIF. But, yeah, I mean, shit. ABC, I mean, TGIF probably was ABC. You know what I mean? It's like, you have all those shows and stuff, but, like, TGIF, like, we're still talking about it now. We're still talking about it now. And that was, I don't even remember when it ended. Like, I mean, I'm sure I didn't even watch it, like, keep watching it, like, when it was still going on. But, I mean, all throughout the 90s, I remember watching that shit. Shout out to everybody who's on Rumble. Leave a comment in there so we can shout you out so we know who's up in here. Who's up in here chilling with us. But yeah, the 90s, Yeah, just such a different time, man. It's fucking epic. Such a different time. Whew. Hanging with the Mr. Koopa. Man. Tino said it's Disney the GOAT. The GOAT of networks, huh? Probably. I don't know. It's hard to, like, is Fox the GOAT? Disney bottom. Like, that's what's tough. Like, Disney owns so much shit now. And, like, I don't even consider Disney the GOAT for the Marvel and all that shit. Like, I just remember, like, when did the Disney Channel original movies start coming out? Like, 96, 97, 98, and, like, Disney Channel is the GOAT for, like, the famous Jet Jackson. Like, I fucking, R.I.P. Let me see. I do got one drop from him.
Just remember, go big or go home.
But yeah, Jet Jackson, that was a fucking dope ass show. That was like one of the first ones that I really remember being like, I don't know, like a Disney Channel like type of show or whatever, where it was like, I don't know, not a reality like type show. But then the movies Brink and Johnny Tsunami, I mean, those are coming out when we're what, like 10, 11, 12 years old, like something like that. And really making action sports like super, super cool. I mean, that's like right when like the X Games like started, maybe the X Games like started a couple years before that or whatever. But it was like, man, Disney had some cool movies. And yeah, a lot of them still hold up today. Strange said, Hesta training is for a trail, 10 person, extra hard dungeon, most are 5 peeps. They got to have everyone know mechanics. Okay. Toyota One said, what up? My favorite time in the 90s was my high school in 20 years. Nice. What year did you graduate? What year did you graduate, Toyota One? Yeah, I graduated sixth grade in 1998. That's the difference in age. I mean, it's crazy because like when, like whatever year you graduated, yeah, see 95. So like you're 18 in 95. I was 9 in 95. And like, man, total fucking like in the 90s. I mean, man, this world's apart being 9 years different. And then, but yeah, now 9 years apart isn't so much. Neverwinter. Okay. I've never even heard of that game. But if you guys are having fucking online training sessions and shit, the shit must be serious. Oh, Dungeons and Dragons, huh? Okay. You know what's funny is for the longest time, fantasy football was referred to the sports version of Dungeons and Dragons. Because it used to be only nerds. Used to be only nerds playing fantasy football. And really, I think it was only nerds because very, very few knew about it until, I mean, shit, I found out about fantasy football in 2006. Throw it in the chat. When did you get introduced to fantasy football? All of us who were in the pre-social media era, like, you literally had to find out because of a friend, like, telling you, putting you up on game. Yucks, I used to play that. 2010. Yeah, throw it in the chat, guys. What year did you get introduced to fantasy football? 2006 for me. 2010 for Emil. Yucks, I never went to in D&D. I used to love the Magic the Gathering, too. Nice. I never got into any of the card games, never got into Magic, never got into Dungeons and Dragons, never got into Pokemon. And man, I wish I would have got into Pokemon. Fuck, like it's ridiculous what some of those fucking cards ended up selling for. Ha, Tino said, Magic and Pogs, bro. Mio said, I was playing on the NFL website. I was playing on Yahoo, and Pogs were the shit. You know what's crazy? Okay, I went to Hawaii to visit family. Fuck, I'm trying to think. This is the first time I ever went to Hawaii, and it was my aunt, my dad's sister, who she had one son, and he was like, I don't know, maybe like 10, 12, 15 years older than me, something like that. And so she would always take him to Hawaii like every year because we have family out there. So she would go visit like her brothers and stuff out there. But then when her son got older, he ended up going to college and going to med school and shit. And now he's a doctor. Then he started like, then she started taking like my, like me and my younger brothers and sisters, like to different places. And yeah, I went to Hawaii in like 1996, 95, something like that. And like never heard about pogs, nothing, none of that. Like they're literally introducing it to me. And it was like, these are only like, I've never heard about this like anywhere. Are these only available in Hawaii? And we were there for like a week or 2 weeks, something like that. And then when we come back, I swear everybody had pogs, everybody. And like just this two-week span that I went to Hawaii and and pogs didn't exist on the mainland, and then find out about them. And pogs were so dope. They were so fucking dope. And like, you didn't want to lose your dope ones. Like, I feel like everyone had like two stashes. Like you had your stash of like your ultra, ultra sick ones that you wouldn't play with, because if you fucking lost them, then you lose them forever. And then you have, you know, just your regular, degular ones, the ones where you may have a bunch of different copies of that, of the certain pog or whatever. Yuck, said some kid tried stealing my stamp, my slammer, and I drop kicked his ass. Toyota one, I remember D&D nerds and goth kids would play. Yep, I never got into it. I wasn't as much of a nerd as I am now. When in the 90s, I was always trying to be the cool kid. You know, so I feel like the Bay Area is much different than other spots, though, because it's cool to be a nerd. Nerds are the richest dudes in the Bay. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it really just depended on where you were geographically, for sure. And as time got on, nerds just got, you know, they got more popular. I remember that movie Can't Hardly Wait and the one nerd guy who fucking everybody just made fun of. And then and then 10 years later, he became a millionaire and he married a supermodel. And everybody changes after high school. That's for sure. Everybody changes to a certain extent. Stranger said I took a 4-month break from Neverwinter. I want my status back, okay, as one of the predominant warlocks in the world. I was tied for top three at one point. It's fucking dope. That's dope. I used to play Friday night magic events for years. I was nasty at magic. Nice. How long did it take you to build up your the collection of whatever, like, the dopest, like, roster that you would play in one game? How about that? Because I don't even know how to word it. But, yeah, how long did it take you to build up to where, like, your roster that you were starting in a game or whatever, and I'll say that because I don't know the wording, to where it was fucking super on point. So when I first heard of fantasy football, like 15 years ago, I was too busy partying or going to school at the time to even pay attention to its existence. Yeah, and you know what's crazy is, like, back when I was the 420 hustler, like, I didn't watch TV other than, like, sports when we were sitting down smoking. But, yeah, it was super hustle and grind mode. And then I ended up getting arrested twice in the same year. And that's crazy because I got arrested the day of the Super Bowl. It's like midnight or 1 o'clock, like the day of the Super Bowl. And then I got arrested the same year. And it was literally right after the Thursday night game, the first game of the season. And then, like, I got a job at Subway because one of my friends worked there. And I was like, man, I just literally need to get any kind of job, like, right now. Like, right now. And so I got a job at Subway. And it wasn't as horrible as a lot of people would think. But it was literally because of the location. It was an uppity, like, area. And it was, like, right in front of, like, an apartment, like, one of those fancier apartment complexes. But yeah, and then the manager or worker or someone, I don't even remember this motherfucker's name. I only knew him for like a month or two of my life, introduced me to fantasy football. And these guys were so savage that they fucking drafted, like, because I literally got arrested on like the first day of the NFL season. It was a Thursday game. And then, like, these motherfuckers were so addicted that, like, they did a draft like a week or two. like after that, and I got in on it. And I didn't pay attention that much. Like, I'm going through two court cases and shit like at the same time. So I wasn't paying attention too much. But after I went to jail and then got out of jail in 2007, then I started my first fantasy football league ever. It was only an 8-man league too as well. It was it was a weak 8-man league, but it was like, man, I couldn't even get 10 people to join a league back then. People were like, what the fuck is fantasy football, dude? Yucks, I'm addicted to Fallout. 76 games, hell yeah. Tino said, 2 more months until I take San Jose State to the national championship and NCAA. That's all I'm waiting for. That's the Yucks said. So I started with my friend's deck. I started winning free packs and then built my own. Finally sold all my cards 10 years back for 2K. Shit. Yeah, I mean, I assume all the cards from like the 90s and stuff were just like hella rare. And yeah, it's awesome. That's awesome. In 2010 was my last year played, so 14 years. That's a long time ago. 76 different from Fallout 4. Can you build a base? Yep, can't build it dope as fuck. Let's get it. Strange, so when I played Magic, I could still get an original Blackout Lotus for 100. How much do they cost now? How much does the same card cost now? And what year? So what year was it when you're talking about when you could get it for $100? And then, yeah, what year was it then? And then what would that, like, how much would you have to pay to buy that same card now? Tina said, you can't beat my blue living end deck. I think I might get back there. There are people playing on the map. Am I going to die? Because I'm new. That's funny. I mean, it's always how it happens in the beginning, right? No way. Tino said the Black Lotus is a myth. Some would say most are fake. Oh, shit. Probably, I mean, I would assume because they're so rare, right? We should get the Grand Theft Auto online. I'd be down for some Grand Theft Auto online. I still really don't know how the online version would work. Like, would I need to go build up my character through the actual game? I don't even have Grand Theft Auto 5 anymore. Yeah, I remember I had it. And I had it on the PS4 and then I sold it. Because I don't know. I don't even know why the fuck I sold it. Because, yeah, the game's still relevant today. Like I said, you're on your PS. I'll load you up with free shit. Guns and armor. Stim packs. The free drugs. Let's go. But yeah, I've never done the Grand Theft Auto online. I'm assuming I'm sure people still play the regular version and stream it. But is the online version way more popular? I mean, everyone's trying to do online shit. And the online shit was only $20. Is it like a fucking extension? I got a chem build. My guy's wasted as fuck. Oh, man. It's hilarious. Yeah, and which game are you talking about where you can give stuff away? Are you talking about in the Fallout, or are you talking about Grand Theft Auto online? So I know we're talking about multiple games at the same time. All right. It might be time to do a dab. With my trusty Dr. Dabber here. These Dr. Dabbers are the shit. These Dr. Dabbers are the shit. Let me throw in the link just in case anybody needs to go get a Dr. Dabber. Pretty sure you can save some money with my link and just by using the link, you're supporting the show because we get a little kickback every time someone buys something. All right, let's see. Here we go. So Stranger said the Black Lotus came out in 93. So probably I could get it for 100 late, 93, 94. In 2021, one sold at auction for $511K.
Great cash, homie.
Man. That's crazy. That's fucking insane. That is insane. Insane. Yuck said, yeah, the Fallout community is dope. Older players help newer all the time in Fallout. Nice. What up, Justin? He said, what up, gang? He said, I tried to join one of your leagues yesterday, but the Venmo email doesn't work. So it wouldn't be Venmo. It would be Zelle. It would be Zelle, not Venmo. Okay. So was that you? Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, because I know there was one person yesterday who couldn't play because they didn't pay in time. Let me see. Did you join some other ones as well? Is it Anya B? Is it that one? So if you can't use Zelle, there's a link that's in there as well. And he said, I did. I joined a slow drop. Okay, for sure. Cool. So for that one, look in the pinned comments in the chat. So there's a Zelle, but there's also a link where you can pay as well. So there's two ways that you can pay. But yeah, thanks for joining, bro. I saw your comment. Wanted to make sure that you were able to join the community. Yeah, make sure if you guys aren't joined up at the 420 crew, go join up. 420crew.com. 420crew.com. And since we're talking about 420crew.com right now, we might as well shout out the producers of the show, all of our top end 420 crew Patreon members. I want to make sure to show this off once or twice a show. It is because you guys are the ones who are the producers of this show. We don't have any corporate sponsorship or anything like that. So you guys legit are the producers of the Elevated Sports Talk Show. There we go. Jess, I appreciate you, bro. Hell yeah. Thanks for joining. You're gonna love these drafts. You are gonna love these drafts. They're super fun. And so we have like three fast drafts like going like throughout the week. And then it's usually one to two slow drafts filling per week, just kind of depending on, I mean, the slow drafts go in waves. There's times where we fill like three of those in the same week because so many people want to jump into them. And then the fast drafts, yeah, those are just good fun all the time. And it's pretty much been Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday is how those have been going. Probably as we get more people interested, we might go back to like, you know, almost every day. Yuck said, my brother was telling me Dr. Dabber's the shit. Bro, they're the shit. They hooked me up as well. they hooked me up. I brought a big sale. I brought a big sale to them at the show that I was at. And so they hooked me up with this $375 dab rig as pretty much, I mean, I treat it as my commission for that. Cause it was like a $1,000 sale that I put right up in there, that I just, you know, threw right in their lap. And it's someone who he would have gone and he would have found it without me, but I was the one who took him over there. So I'll definitely be joining the league. I'll let my brother know about your leagues too. Super fun, dude. Super fun. Also have dynasty leagues going as well. So if you guys want to get into dynasty leagues, there's single QB dynasties, offense only, super flex offense only dynasty, and super flex IDP life dynasties as well. Hey, Derek, salute. But look at this, yuck. It's so fucking dope. So all I did first, flipped the little switch. At the bottom. Oh, there's a flower mode on this as well. I could vape flower out of here if I wanted to. So literally, flip the switch, push the button. It's red right now. As soon as it turns green, get up in between those titties.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
All right, here we go. And only takes a handful of seconds to actually heat up. And there we go. Hell yeah. Shout out to Friday After Next. Yes, sir. Justin, originally from California. I'm from San Diego. I moved out to Vegas like 2 years ago. And outside of the 115 degree weather, I would say mostly everything. I mean, obviously not like the weed. The weed's not as good, you know, for sure. But I found really good quality weed out here as well. That one torched it all. Hell yeah, Derek. Shout out to Friday After Next.
That perfect time. About to start a little puff.
Yeah, motherfucker. And it said that wrong essay. That wrong essay did nothing to you. Man, right after the dogs trying to fucking eat them alive. Animal cruelty, Holmes. Did nothing to you. It was funny, Day-Day, when he was fucking, when Craig was trying to hit him with the belt. Your Uncle Willie's son. Your Uncle Willie's son. So fucking funny. Yucks, I've got family in San Diego, my cousin Gil, and got my cousin Danny. Nice. My mom lives in San Diego, and then handful of family members, but yeah, literally none of my brothers and sisters live in San Diego anymore. So it's like my mom is the only one who lives there now. Tino said it makes no sense. Not being Cal quality, it's literally the next state. Well, see, but like in the Bay, I mean, come on, man. Like, look at how much outdoor shit that is like premium fucking quality. Like, obviously, it's not as good as like the indoor that's coming from certain parts in Cali and stuff. I think it's just the abundance, but it's also the price, like, as well, because, like, I mean, shit, you know, in San Diego, I still have my plugs where I'm getting like beyond like the cream of the crop fire for like 200, you know, for like 200 a zip. Like here in Vegas, I mean, shit, with all the taxes and everything, I can get similar stuff, but man, I gotta drop 300 on that ounce. And like, I know there's a lot of people in Cali who would like, you know, when I was the 420 hustler, you know, it was, for a while it was 300 for certain stuff all day. But man, everything was just like so different in price. I remember like there'd be times I'd have stuff for like 250, but then stuff that went all the way up to like 350 and kind of everywhere in between. Justin said, I've been to Vegas, loved it. I mean, Louisiana, though, weed is shit and the humidity's on another level, man. Yeah, I know that. Justin said Vegas weed's way better than anything I'm getting here. And seeing the Vegas weed, it's if you have hydro and you have growers who know what they're doing, you know, like you could get to the 25 and over percent THC. I mean, you can get stuff that's in the 30% like THC, because there's shit like that in Nevada. Like, it's gonna be dope when there's gonna be fucking when the federal lines, you know, just aren't like stop. I don't know if when they change it to a Schedule 3 drug, I don't think that's going to change it like and make it federally legal or anything. Once it gets to be federally legal and like California companies can send their stuff to Nevada or whatever, like stuff like that, that's when everybody in the fucking country is just going to have good weed. And it's like California is going to be so fucking booming. I mean, not like it already isn't, but because, yeah. Right now, it all happens illegally if the weed is crossing like fucking state lines. That's what sucks. Yeah, Toyota One said find pretty good zips for 90, 100 here in Cali. And I'm sure it's better than the $100 zips that are here in Vegas. But the $100 zips that are here in Vegas, I mean, that's what I smoke a lot. A lot of these Jasper like strains. I mean, it's the fucking tax. Like, shit, it ends up being like 40% tax or like some shit, it seems like. But yeah, a lot of those Jasper ones I get for like 100, before tax. And then, I mean, and I'm getting stuff 27, 28, 29%. A lot of times it's like the smalls, like from there, I'm sure, But I'm okay smoking the smalls, you know, like it's all good weed. It's all good weed, especially if it's, you know, some close to 30% shit. Oh, Toyota One said watch party next Friday. That'll be a good one. That'll be a good one. It's fucking classic. I remember seeing that in the movie theaters. How old was I? Maybe 14. And I think one of my cousins bought me and my friend a ticket to go see it. And man, so fucking awesome. And Derek said the Athletic Dan Duggan report, anonymous offensive assistant coach said Giants Malik Nabers could be like Odell Beckham in 2024. Man, see, I hate hearing stupid shit like that because all it's going to do is raise Nabers' value. And if you guys remember, I'm very, very bitter about OBJ's rookie year because I lost a championship because I picked him up like right before he came back when he was still injured. And then I dropped him like 2 weeks before the big run. My team was so fucking stacked. And I made it to the championship and lost. And had I, and the guy who won picked up OBJ. And yeah, I dropped OBJ like right before his magical run. Like, man, it still pisses me off till this day. That was my worst free agent, but like my worst drop ever. It would make it more worth it if I could go back and look and see like who I picked up to make the story like even worse. And Tino said, oh, it makes sense. Supply and demand. There's fire out there. Just not much. Like in Cali, everyone's got it. Exactly. So, and there's a lot of fire, but what it is, there's not a bunch of demand for the super, super fire. Like that's what it is. Like in California, I mean, shit, we go back 2004, 2005. Like this is right when I'm in my heyday and the dispensaries start opening up. And like to compete with the dispensaries back then, I would have like, it was always $50 an eighth. Like that's just always what it was. And I delivered it to you as well. And this is right before like gas started rising, like during this. So then I started telling people, come on, man, throw an extra couple bucks for gas or whatever. If I was coming like all the way across town, but it was always a $50 eighth. And then all these dispensaries started coming out and they started having the $60 eighths. And so like to compete with that, I made sure to always have two kinds, at least two kinds. And one would be got a 50 and a 60. We got the dispensary quality and you got the street quality. And that was just, it was crazy. It's like, everything's just like marketing. And like, that was literally just like marketing. And I didn't even know it like at the time. Like I didn't even know that I was, that it was a marketing strategy of what I was doing at the time. But yeah, there's a lot of people out here. I mean, they just want the hella cheap, like the hella cheap. Like that's really it. Like they don't want garbage weed, but they want it hella cheap. JPZ in the house. What up, bro? And Stranger said, hydro, ew, dirt is the best. And I meant just indoor because it's not always. I mean, I feel like there's more. There's more soil indoor grows now. Well, I don't know. I guess at least the ones that I've seen, like the bigger like grows that I've been to recently, like it was all like soil. But yeah, when I say hydro, I just meant indoors. That was it. Yuck said dabs went from 60 to 80 a gram to 20 or 30. Same quality flower, 50, 60 a quarter, 20 or 30 times a changing. Yeah, yeah. I feel like we're not getting I feel like we're not getting weed as fresh though. I feel like we were getting it way fresher back in the day. Cause I was either going to I was either buying in bulk and like so many times it felt like super fresh pack. Just like harvested maybe a couple weeks ago or whatever. And like sometimes now when, I mean, I like this Jasper company because they move shit so fast, especially these smalls, because they're really good. I mean, 28, 29 percent THC. Usually everything is over 25 percent of these like ones that I get. And but they go fast. And so it's like their shit like never like sits. But then like if I go to Planet 13, for example, and, you know, want to get some Tyson 2.0 or something, you know, the creme de la creme. And the half ounce is there because I'm a Nevada local. They're 120 before tax, but it's like everything's fucking taxed like 40%, like it fucking seems like. So it's like, yeah, that 120 turns into like damn near like 200, you know, it seems like. And but that weed, like, I always have to ask, when was it packaged? Because like, they'll literally sell you shit that's been sitting there for like almost a year for like the same price. And like, that's the thing that fucking like really tweaks my melon. Yeah. Baller on a budget. You know it. Yeah. Like I said, taxes killer. We should be able to claim it on taxes. Well, for me, I, you know, wink, wink. And just, yeah, most weed's coming from Colorado or Cali for sure. Just illegally through UPS. Exactly. Yeah. Know how it goes for sure. Yeah. I mean, it, what sucks for everybody, like, there's so many different levels to California weed. Like, I don't think people like really understand like the different levels of like California weed, because like there's outdoor grown weed that's not that good. And like, I'm sure most of that makes it out there. You know, that's the stuff that's very, very cheap, like here in Cali. And then you have other outdoor grown stuff that's like in Northern California and shit, where like it's priced amazing. And most people around the country will assume that it's indoor because it's so fucking good. That's the shit that gets like sent out a shitload. And then it's like, then you have indoor and, you know, like, just like any kind of craft beer or whatever, there's going to be like different levels of like people being good, people growing like creme de la creme, you know, indoor. And like, I would say, let's just say the A++++ stuff that's grown indoor in California, the stuff that dispensaries are probably paying $5,000 or $6,000, you know, for $4,000 at least for sure. Like, that was the stuff like back in the day, it would be like a max $4,000. If you were living in Cali. But I swear, like, if that stuff made it out to like the East Coast, that's like $10,000 like product like there. Because man, I mean, the grams, I'm hearing about people selling like grams in New York of like the top, like it wouldn't even be pounds getting sent out there. It'd be like ounces getting sent out there and like to the East Coast. And not even me. This is just like stories from like friends who are like in the biz. And like stuff that we were selling for like $10, $15, maybe $20 to certain people, like a gram, like back in the day, you know, $40, $50, like eighths, like stuff like that to like friends. I mean, not just like random people. And then like this same stuff, which is like A++++ stuff in Cali, like people are selling it for like $40, $50, $60 a gram, like on the East Coast. $100 to $120 eighths. So it was like the markup was just like insane, insane markups. But stuff like that, like, I don't even think people want to, because you can't make as much profit as you probably want to, like off of these ones, and so much work, and then you might lose the load. I just feel like the top Cali stuff doesn't even leave Cali anymore. Because like you can get so much for, and maybe some of it does. Maybe it's like, maybe it's not the top guys. Maybe it's exchanging hands a few times before it makes it to someone. Derek said that bad. Jeez, yeah. I need to look into a medical card, because then I know you save some type of a percentage on taxes, like when you actually buy it. So if that's what you're talking about, the that bad with the taxes, yeah. And that specifically what I was talking about, the stuff in like Planet 13, like the Tyson 2.0 and shit. I mean, that's the stuff they have it listed for, like, I think 65 to 75 and eighth. And that's like, you know, if a tourist comes in, you get 1/8, like, yeah, you're paying that 75 plus crazy tax, like on top of that. But I swear it's like, you pay tax on like I'm not paying the tax on the 120. I swear it's like I'm paying tax on like the original value of it, which would be 60 or 75 times 4, I think. Toyota One said Neighbors needs a QB before he can be OBJ. Yeah, it ain't gonna be Danny Pesos. Yuck said Maine, in my opinion, better than Cali or Colorado. Well, see, and that's what I'm saying. It's, I mean, if you've like being where you're at, like unless you came to California and you smoked some of the best stuff in California, whether it's some of the best purple or, you know, shit from the Bay, or whether it's like some insane OGs from the from Southern California. Like, it's just, it's not the same. Like, it's really not. It's really not. Like, the best California weed doesn't get sent out. Tino Hydro, that's so 2007. Hydro with the HPS. Yeah, the best grown is aeroponics. Yeah, I remember when aeroponics was, like, cutting edge, like, shit. And, like, how, like, you don't even need as much space. It's just, like, this whole big machine that's, like, in a circle. And it's just, like, and it's just rotating. It's super insane. Yuck said, do they give batch dates? Because they know out there. The dates are on the bag. And, like, when people are, like, when people are shopping and they're trying to sell people, I'm like, oh, this one just came in 2 weeks ago. And then when there's nothing fresh in there, that's what sucks. And it's nothing but old shit. Justin said, neighbors would be a beast if he doesn't get injured. I have a crazy work ethic. Athletes like that make it out there, usually do well. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's his QB situation. That's why we're all hate. I'm not even hating on him. I drafted him in so many leagues where I had like the fourth, fifth, sixth pick. Now it was probably, yeah, when I had a lot of 5 and 6 picks, you know, the ones that just made the playoffs or just missed the playoffs. I ended up trading for like a lot of those picks where people were in some of the leagues where I was rebuilding. And I drafted neighbors in a handful of these leagues. Derek said, that's why I love my cure leaf near me that grows it right there. It'd be so moist, not dry at all. No Diddy said, too bad can't smoke right now. Hopefully soon, bro. Hopefully soon. Used to be occasional issues. Exactly, like too fresh, like hella wet, and then fucking you go weigh it 2 days later and you lost like hella fucking water weight. Yeah, fresh and vacuum sealed to your door before the dispensary started coming around. Yes sir. I hated the dispensaries back in the day. Ike Taylor, Charles Tillman, Jake DeLone, Jazz from WWE. We put out some elite athletes. I like it. So where in Louisiana? What city? Toyota once I remember you can only get the red bud or green bud back in the day. Stems and seeds for days. Man, see, that's 90s status, right? Because, yeah, I mean, first time I ever smoked was, I think, 2001. I think I was 15. First time I smoked. Maybe I was 14, hadn't turned 15 yet. So maybe it was 2000 or 2001, something pretty much like right when I got to high school. I was so fucking high. It was Halloween, and it was probably, I think, Halloween 2000. TSA and Cali, weed older than a year can't be sold. Usually they're half off in 6 months. Yeah, I mean, because it's all about getting rid of it, not just getting like the highest profit like that you can. And I know that there's certain types of bud you got to get the highest profit that you can because it's going to sell like either way. But I think that's the thing that these dispensaries like really, really suck at, is like understanding like when to put shit on sale, like what something should be priced at. It's like they just have like their different tiers, and I'm sure their tiers are based on what they pay for it. But yeah, like you have to know if something's not a hitter because of the name or because of the fucking placement or because of whatever the fuck it could be. Like, got to figure out how to get that shit out. Like, not sit on it for fucking 6 months till it turns to shit. And then someone gets it and thinks that it looks good because, like, the picture on the screen looks good. Then they get it and they fucking squeeze it and it, like, crumbles in their fingers. Like, that's some bullshit, man. Like, that'll ruin someone's, like, perception on a dispensary forever just off of 1/8. Now, Justin said, it's a cheap shit, much better than anything that could be grown here, but you're only paying $180 to $200 an ounce. Yeah, and that's not bad. I mean, obviously, if you get it where it comes from, it's going to be way cheaper no matter what. That's not that bad. For sure. Said, yeah, same here, Tino. They start knocking the price way down. You got to. Oh, shit. Derek says medical card pays no taxes in New Jersey. That's interesting. Yeah, Justin said taxing weed like tobacco for sure. For more. Well, actually, not maybe not more, because I think tobacco's taxed at like a 60% like rate or like some shit, like something fucking ridiculous. Let's see. Let's look in New York. I know New York's always had the highest. Woo! 75%. 75%. That's crazy. That's insane. That's insane. It's almost like you got to pay double. You got to pay double. Nice, Derek said, and then I get 20 off because I'm a vet. I like it. I like it. Ta, Derek said, OBJ didn't have a QB. Eli Manning was trash. Yeah, but he was better than a lot of other trash in the league. Like, that's for sure. He was never, like, he always, not always, but he it seemed like he always had the most interceptions, like, in a single season. But it's because he was airing it out like crazy. And that was during the time when their running backs, like, started declining when OBJ got there. And they were airing it out way more. He would close his eyes and just throw the ball. Tino said, I bet weed can be 100 a zip, no matter what the quality. It's all the supply and demand everywhere else. You let Cali outdoor ship across America, it would drop the market. Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why it's not. That's one of the reasons why it's, you know, there's a lot of pushback, is because it's going to change the game, and it's going to change the game for, like, pharmacies. Like, I mean, it's big pharma. They don't want this shit to happen because so many more people are going to start using weed versus a lot of opioids that are out there. I'm sure a lot of people want to, but there's a lot of square-ass motherfuckers who they're in states where it's illegal to smoke, and they don't want to get in trouble or go to jail or whatever, you know? And I'm with that. We shouldn't be going to fucking... Shouldn't be fucking, like, weed shouldn't make us go to jail. Like, I've already done enough jail time, like, for weed. And it was always for selling. But even when I got arrested in 2013 and I'm going to court, and I, it was ridiculous because I did, it was, I probably had, like, 2 pounds, like, on me at this time. I was running a delivery service at the time. And literally every driver called out on a Friday, like, every driver called out on a Friday night. And so I was like their Friday day, and I'm running the whole delivery by myself. And, I think I had like 2 pounds like on me or something. I got the time, and it's like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, like literally at the end of the night. And, then when I actually go to like court for this, the, what the fuck are they called? The DA, he's looking at my case, and he was like, man, why are we still wasting our time on cases like this? Why can't they just be thrown out? I was so pissed because, like, I didn't have to go to jail that time. I ended up getting house arrest, but that shit was fucking expensive. I was smoking weed, though. That was really good. And, yeah, I mean, it was there was no comparison. It was worth every penny, you know, to not be in jail. Like, I would have only done, like, I think I had to do 9 months on house arrest. I would have only had to do, like, probably, well, I mean, only 6 months in jail is way worse than 9 months on house arrest. That's for sure. Not even close. So I guess it was worth every penny. Justin, 2 more years of this shit with Danny Dimes, Danny Pesos. And then the Giants will draft. We'll be in line to draft Archie. Right? Okay. Lafayette, Louisiana. All right. You know, so what the fuck, 75? So I thought 15 was a lot. Well, yeah, because I think the packs of cigarettes, like, they're like $3 or something. But it's like, well, no, not even. Like, I mean, they're like $5 or something. And then it's like close to 10. Like, and this is New York. I looked up New York, so I didn't look up Cali. I know New York taxes on tobacco higher than any other state. So that's why I looked up New York specifically. Just said, yeah, I used to smoke cigs. I could get two packs cool for $5. Yeah, now it's charged like 15 a pack. Yeah, the tobacco tax is insane. I remember getting the packs of Swisher Sweets. It was they called it a buy one, get one free for $5 because they're mostly like most of the time they were like $4 a pack or something. But this one, it had it where it was pretty much a 2 for $5. So, I mean, I was always going and getting the 2 for $5. Like, why not? And, yeah, I don't even know what a pack would be now. But, I mean, for $5, they had $5 in it. Like, man, it might be like close to $10. No, yeah, Big Pharma pays the politicians. Yeah. We know that that's going on. Like the pushback against like the legal, the federally legalization of marijuana. Like, man, that's hopefully it's within the next like 5 to 10 years. Like, I want to see it get fully legal before I'm like a super, super old man. Yeah, hopefully it is soon because we're definitely progressing that way. But, yeah, there's still pushback. And just, like, states like Texas, like, man. I know, like, I think it's not decriminalized, but I think it's only a misdemeanor if you have, like, up to an ounce or two, like, some shit like that. But, like, shouldn't even be a misdemeanor if you have, like, 2 ounces of weed. And now... I mean, it's cool. Like, I just go to the dispensary, comes in the bag, never get nervous. I never get nervous because I can only have a legal amount. And I think they just changed it this year in, I'm pretty sure it's all of Nevada, where you can buy up to 2 ounces. So before you could only buy 1 ounce, like, at a time. And that was, like, the most that you could get. And there are times where I'm like, fuck, I want to get 2 ounces. And I would usually be going by myself there because, you know, Vanessa would be home with Noble, depending on when, be home with Noble or be home with both kids. And, yeah, so it sucked. Just said it'll be legalized soon in Louisiana. It's just a ticket if it's under an ounce. Yeah, and see, and even that, it shouldn't. So, like, an infraction, or I wonder, I mean, if it's just a ticket, I'm assuming just an infraction. But yeah, that's some bullshit, man. Shouldn't be getting no tickets for none of that shit. Stranger said Oregon went to 2 ounces a day year or two ago. Okay. Yeah, so I guess maybe it's a thing for a lot of places then, huh? I just assume like 2 ounces, especially when you're like, like, let me see. How much can you legally have in Nevada? Let's see. So in Vegas, you can have up to 2.5 ounces of cannabis and up to 1/4 of an ounce of concentrates. Okay. Yeah, so it's way different in, like, California. Let me go see. How much can you legally have in California? Let me see. I guess I got to go specific city to city. Let's go San Diego. Dang, you can only have an ounce in California? Doesn't seem right. Let's see, what about with a medical card? Huh. Crazy. As the tickets are just crimes for the poor. It's just a way for the state to make more money off of us. For sure. For sure. All the bullshit, little ticky-tack tickets that we need to fucking buy. It was crazy. So I got a speeding ticket here in Vegas, like, it was still 2 years ago. I still have my California fucking license plates on here. That's how fucking new I was to Vegas. And so fucking stupid. I was going to the fucking, I was going to the casino to place a bet, place a sports bet. And I was speeding on this one road where, I mean, shit, there's nothing but like random houses or random complexes on one side and then like nothing on the other side. I mean, well, it's big, like, it's pretty much like a big wall where it's nothing, but it's because like the fucking, that the little complexes are on the other side. You get in from the other side. And, man, it was bullshit. Got me for speeding. And this was the most interesting, like, thing that I'd ever done. Like, get the ticket, go to the fucking DMV or whatever. I think it was the DMV. Maybe it was the courthouse. No, it was the courthouse. Some kind of courthouse. There's an entire section where you go and you literally for your ticket, you just go put in your information and you go pay. There is no talking to the judge or like anything like that. No fucking waiting. Like there's literally like, I think there was like 24 computers and like, there's no pleading your case. There's no, were you right or wrong or anything like that. You just go pay your fucking fine. It was very, very interesting. Very interesting. Strangers said, Oregon, 1 ounce in public, 8 ounces at home. Okay. Toyota One's crazy. A lot of the other states still behind the weed game. And here in Cali, where I live, the dispensary pop up everywhere around me. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, everywhere on the West Coast. And I guess Nevada. I mean, I know it's not the West Coast, but it's like everywhere on the West Coast, Arizona, Nevada. I mean, all of those are like fully legal, like now, right? Recreational. But yeah, and then I think New Mexico is, Colorado, obviously. But then it's like the farther we go, like the farther we get from the West Coast, like things just change. Things change. It's really fucking weird. And yeah, a lot of bullshit politics behind it. We know that much. But yeah, I can't wait until weed gets goes down in the classification. Then there's going to be more. I can't wait until they have like a study, you know, because they're going to be doing so many more studies like on weed consumption, and they need people to test like the most potent weed around, you know, and like, you know, I'm going to figure out where that's happening and go get involved. Ohio did last December before I left there for my last visit. Yeah, let's look it up. What states is weed? Oh, yeah. Let's just say legal. All right. Let's see. 24 states right now. 5 grams of concentrate, 16 ounce edibles. Nice. 20 ounce liquid form, 10 seeds. I like it. Oh, my gosh. Why is it showing me every? Let's see. Yeah, so Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Montana, Michigan, Oklahoma, Illinois. And then it gets kind of, then you get into the weeds when we get a little bit farther. Out there, let me see. It looks like Pennsylvania, and then you got New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Maine, Rhode Island, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. Virginia went fully legal. And Alaska. Yeah, I might be missing. I don't think I'm missing anything. I think that was it. So 24 states, they said, are fully legal for recreational use. And then handful of other ones legal for medical use. But then you got fucking Boise,
or what the fuck is that? Idaho, I mean. North Carolina, or North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina, South Carolina. A lot of ones here that Wisconsin, not legal at all. Yeah, 21 said less than half. I mean, yeah, we're almost there. I mean, maybe in the next couple years, maybe a couple of these medical states end up going. Let me see. Which ones are medical? So Alabama's medical, Arkansas's medical, Florida's medical, Hawaii's medical, Kentucky, Louisiana medical, Mississippi medical. A lot of the South is medical, but they haven't made it all the way. New Hampshire, medical, North Dakota, medical, Oklahoma, medical. I thought Oklahoma was fully legal. And Pennsylvania, I guess I was looking at the wrong states then. Pennsylvania, medical, South Dakota's medical, Utah's medical. West Virginia, medical. But yeah, and then a shitload of states that is just fully illegal. Let's see. Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Wisconsin, Wyoming. Yeah, I can't fuck with any of those places. Like, and on this site that I'm looking at, showing illegal felony, illegal misdemeanor, illegal whatever it is. Tino said, I don't get much more conservative than Florida and Ohio. Yeah, for sure. Just said it is 60-year-old politicians who just won't budge off the gateway drug. For sure. Says so many factors at play in the prisons and the Bible Belt are filled. Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. And Tino, he said it doesn't get much more conservative than Florida and Ohio. And then, yeah, the Bible Belt and fucking North Carolina and all that. Like, man, are there places like that ever going to fucking come around? Texas, too. I mean, they love their fucking guns and they love their fucking alcohol, but yeah, don't let weed get in the mix, though. Yeah, if it's legalized, it'd be harder to fill those cells with free labor, for sure. For sure. And even if it's not free labor, it's like fucking 30 cents a day labor or some shit like that. That's fucking true, man. There's so many people that are behind bars for drugs right now, and so many of these states that are still behind bars for weed. For fucking weed. Tina said Idaho got potatoes and weed now. Remember in Wolf on Wall Street, all of his friends, they sold something and weed. Yeah, he sells potatoes and weed. Yeah, Toyota One said sucks for them fucking government hating. Hell yeah, man. Like, even like when I first considered like potentially moving out of San Diego, and we were talking about like where would we potentially want to go, and like the first place I thought of was Vegas. I was like, weed is 100% legal there. There's like all this action going on in Vegas, and I was like, I can't imagine living anywhere where I could go to jail again for weed. I was like, I can't take step backwards like that. Like, I can't like be in a place with shitty weed that I could get in trouble for. Yeah. Alaska conservative too. I mean, it says Alaska's recreational though. Legal to possess up to 1 ounce. Legal for medical and recreational use to an amount up to no more than 6 plants per person, 12 plants in a household with 2 or more adults. And got legalized back in 2014, it says. Don't fuck with anywhere that's Commonwealth, for sure. It just says South gets such a bad rap. It's dope. The people are good people. We, it's just a different way of life and thinking. I believe it. I believe it. Louisiana and Kentucky up next. Okay. Derek said, I guess I won't be going to any Cowboy games. See my boys in Texas. I'll wait for them to come here to Philly where I can see them. Exactly. Exactly. And, oh, did you guys hear? So, I don't know if it's going to be taking place at AT&T Stadium still. But the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, they got rescheduled for November 15th. November 15th. So it's going to be, let me try to look at the calendar. It's got to be a Saturday, right? Oh, shit. It's a Friday. Interesting, because that's the only way they could get it done. And so it must be still at AT&T. Friday night fights. Oh, man. Yeah, Toyota One alcohol is way worse. Literally ruins your life, gives you brain damage. Yeah. And there was, I think there, like, the only time when I would ever consider myself like a big, like, drinker, it still was social, but it was when I lived in downtown San Diego. What was that, like 2013, so like 11 years ago or so. I was always going out to the clubs. I was always going out to bars. Like, I mean, we were you could only get – I had DirecTV. I had DirecTV, like, years and years before moving to downtown, so I was always on the Sunday ticket. But we could only get Cox Cable inside the fucking the building that we were at. You couldn't get satellites or shit. It was one of the – I mean, it wasn't even that much of a high rise. It was like a 10-story building. But you couldn't get DirecTV. And so it was fucking bullshit, man. Like, this was the first time in like a few years, 2013, that I couldn't watch DirecTV Sunday ticket. And so we were going to the bars every Sunday and had to be a bar where every single game was on. And just a lot of drinking, a lot of appetizers. And that's, yes, my bad. The point I was making, has the media make you think weed is a Dem versus Republican issue? It's a generational issue. My grandma don't like weed either. Just young people voted in Cali, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I don't think it's a Democratic or Republican issue either. Yeah, just like Justin said earlier, it's all these old motherfuckers making the decision still and still think of it as like a gateway drug. Nope, Tino, they didn't cancel it. They never planned on canceling. They changed the date because the doctor that Tyson saw, because what was it? What'd they say that, what was the issue that he, it was something that popped up. He had some issue when he was on a flight. Can't even fucking remember. But yeah, so it didn't get canceled. It got pushed back. So November 15th. And yeah, I'm assuming it's still at AT&T Stadium, and because it's on a Friday now. Because I am assuming, Saturday, you know, college games would be happening there. A college game usually happening there. And then Sunday, if the Cowboys are there, you know, for sure, there'd be a, what's it called? A Cowboy game there. But yeah, on Friday, there we go. Then they just get maintenance, get to work. Yeah, Jen said, Derek, Texas is awesome. The cops aren't that serious about weed. I love Texas. It's a great state. Yeah, but, you know, I can't assume anything, Justin, but just looking by your last name, I assume you're not Mexican or black. And that's really what the difference is. You know, I may be a little bit more light skinned now because I don't go out in the sun as much, because that sun be beating on you, and I wear a lot of hats. But I'm hella nervous to be around like cops in conservative like states. Shit, it happened to me in California where I fucking got arrested multiple times. Yeah. Seems like an entire lifetime ago at this point. Marco, good evening from the future. Salute. Toyota One said, after I quit drinking, all my side effects went away. High blood pressure, depression, anxiety went away. Don't take no more meds anymore for it. Good shit, man. Was it a year? I know it was Peacock who had like the year anniversary on that. But yeah, how long has it been since you quit drinking? Hell yeah, man. Yeah, quit the drinking and
smoke weed every day.
Nice. 3 years now. Hell yeah. Tino said, holy shit, I might be in Vegas that weekend. My birthday is November 30th. Oh, man. Well, it's not, the fight's not in Vegas. What are we talking about? The fight's in Texas at AT&T Stadium. Derek said, I'm nervous to be around cops in New Jersey and it's legal. Man, and you know who's the fucking savage is Hess. Because anywhere that he knows that he can smoke legally on the streets and he sees cops, he always sparks up a joint just so he can take a picture smoking in front of cops. Yeah, Derek said, yeah, still don't feel right. And I got the card and wreck, yeah. And Dino said, oh, well, I might be in Texas now. What up, Charlie Brown? He said, that's Kayvon's nephew, bro. Who? Who we talking about? Man. Oh, shit. Whew. Man. All right. Now, question, guys, for everyone who's rocking right now. I know I want to get some kind of like movie night going on, but I need to figure out like what is a good time and what is a good day. Like, I know Friday nights could be a good day, but I feel like we used to do the silver screen breakdowns at like, I mean, I guess we did it at 5 o'clock. Yeah, I was going at 5 o'clock for a while, but what's a good day and time? Oh, I said joking because Thibodeau's a white man. Yeah, Kayvon, I forgot. Totally. That was funny. That one flew right over my head. But yeah, what do you guys think? Like, what time would be a good day and time? Because yeah, Toyota One said next Friday watch party, that'd be super dope. But really, just watch parties in general. Because yeah, we got to have something that's happening at night. Yeah, so we have been doing it on 2 weeks ago. I did it Saturday and Sunday morning, and there's a few people, you know, that showed up. It was kind of out of the blue. I didn't really tell people about it, but yeah, Sunday mornings do seem like a good time because you know, I mean, eventually it'll be football. That'll be going on Sunday mornings, but that'll be just like a good transition. Okay. Justin said he's Cajun. All right. So we got Lighter Skin Broski. Said we're the original trailblazers of tears before the Trail of Tears. The Brits did my folks dirty. And Texas got more Mexicans than anywhere else. Man, don't I know it, bro. Don't I know it. We got our man Peacock down over there. And but yeah, man, I mean, not like those motherfuckers aren't getting done dirty though. Sunday morning European time. So what would that be? What time? What are you, 8 hours? You're 8 hours ahead. So what time would it be for you? And then I'd be like 8 hours behind you. So like, what time would that be? Toyota One said Sunday morning or night. Appreciate you. Charlie Brown said, salute Justin. Salute everybody. Yeah, I do want to keep the Sunday morning watch party going. Oh, Saturday night for you. Well, see, Saturday night might be tough. Saturday night might be tough because, like, we got the UFC fights and things like that happening on, like, different, you know, UFC boxing matches and stuff. And those might be things that we could be streaming here and there as well. Yeah, and Toyota One said, of course, for football starts. Yeah, 9 hours ahead. So yeah, if it was Sunday morning, yeah. Dang, yeah, Saturday night. I don't know. It's probably going to be sports stuff that'll be happening on Saturday nights. And then, like, when the season starts, when the season starts, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have the late night Q&A on Saturday nights. Yeah, it's crazy just how much life is different, like during the football season and then like outside the football season and then when the football season's here. Because pretty much during the football season, I mean, it's going to be live like every day, sometimes two times a day, and just like a shitload of question and answer sessions. No, I know, Marco, you're good. I know you join whenever you can. But yeah, I want to have shows where like everybody's able to show up. Because these are going to be fun, man, watching movies and smoking weed, you know, with the peeps. I mean, something that I always love doing. All right. Hour and 30 minutes deep. And I guess before we get too close to the end, let me shout it out again. Shout out to the producers of the show, all our 420 crew Patreon members, the All Access members, the elite members, the superstar members. You guys are the shit. Thanks for being the producers of this dope ass show. And if anybody wants to become a producer of the show, you go to 420crew.com, 420crew.com. And yeah, Tony had one Saturday night most of the time. Thinking I wouldn't work or watch sports. Yeah, with the family most times. Yeah. Best ball Sunday. Hell yeah. So you should show those UFC fights, Huss, to get viewers. Yeah, I mean, we're going to get back into that. It was someone who fucking snitched on us. And, you know, that's just like, then we couldn't show it. But now I started, I was out of town. Had I been here, if I wasn't out of town last week, I would have done the pay-per-view. But I was out of town. And so, yeah, I couldn't do it. But now that I have the setup where I can have, two streams going at once. One will be, our private stream. And then the other one will be the public stream. Yeah, best ball Sunday drafts are always fun. Yeah, that's the next fast draft that we got going on Sunday. We start at 5 p.m. West Coast time. Those have been real good ones to get involved in. And then the other drafts have been Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m. West Coast time. Shout out to Weed and Whiskey TV and Citizen Green TV. Shout out to everyone watching on YouTube. Shout out to everyone watching on Twitch. And shout out to everyone watching on Rumble. We appreciate you guys. And yeah, we'll see what's going on tonight. Maybe we'll get some gaming going tonight. Maybe some WWE 2K. We'll see what's going on. And yeah, more drafts coming up. Hit me up about a dynasty draft. If you go to 420crew.com, you'll see all the links being posted for all the new leagues that are started and all that. All right, we're out of here. Until next time, peace out, everybody. Salute, chat. We'll see you guys later. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.